Call to order this special meeting of the New Britain Common Council on April 16th, 2015 at 6:36 PM. Ms. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Alderperson Truworthy?
Here.
Magwashevsky?
Here.
Black?
Present.
Collins?
Here.
Platos?
Here.
Sanchez?
Here.
Palosi?
Right here.
DeFranco?
Here.
Salvio?
Behind the booth.
Pabon?
Here.
D'Antonio?
Here.
Smedley? Salerno?
Here.
Naples?
Here.
Belinsky? Belinsky?
Oh, here, here.
We have a quorum.
Hi, Audrey, how are you?
Hi.
We have a quorum, Jamie.
Your Honor, for the record.
Sorry, Alderman D'Antonio.
If the record could reflect that Alderman Smedley's not here, he is out of the country and won't be returning till later today, so that's why he's not here.
Country?
He's in the country.
He is. And we could also let the record reflect that Mr. Town Clerk is also out of the country as well.
Right.
Which is why Audrey will be our Ms. Town Clerk for the evening. May we all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by the invocation, and how about Commissioner Moreno lead us in the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Ms. Clerk?
O God, our Heavenly Father, bless the city of New Britain and all of its citizens. Bless this common council and the work they are engaged in. Grant that they work together for the betterment of our city. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please have a seat. And the show goes back to you, Ms. Clerk, for the reading of the warrant.
To the clerk of the city.
Your Honor.
Alderman D'Antonio.
I'd like to make a motion to waive the reading of the warrant.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. All those in favor of reading of the warrant signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Audrey.
Your Honor.
Alderman D'Antonio.
I'd also like to make a motion to suspend the rules to allow the mayor to present her budget to the council and the audience.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. All those in favor of letting me present this to you signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. I will. Some of you may want to move.
Yep, I'm going to do the
I promised Alderwoman Black that it would be less than 20 minutes this time, right? Yesterday. I'll wait till everybody gets seated. Can you hear me on the mic? This one's a little funky. I will try. And I apologize for my back being to everybody, but I really don't have a choice at the moment. So, last year's theme, stability and responsibility. This year's theme, investing in a stronger tomorrow. Get it? We're doing a little play on here. Feels kind of like yesterday that I was standing up here, a little nervous about what I was presenting. Still a little nervous about doing this tonight, so bear with me. let me see if I can get this guy to work. All right, you all know who you are. in case you didn't, Alderman Pabon, I'll just put it back for you to read.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Board of Finance, most of them are here this evening. I want to give a big shout out to the Board of Finance. This is not an easy task for them to sit there with long, grueling hours to go through line item by line item. And all the alderpersons that attended a majority of the meetings, thank you for being a part of that process too. Chairwoman Mary Morocco is here and Vice Chair Mark DeGrandis in the back there, along with Commissioner Moreno and our new Commissioner, Bruno Lucas. Hi, Bruno. Thank you very much for your help. And Anyways, we had two new commissioners this year. That was Bruno Lucas and Marita Daddio. They were they certainly got their feet wet this year and jumped into municipal finance, much to their disbelief on how things actually work and how government accounting is different, let's just say, than the business world. But I want to thank them very much so for the work that they've done over the last few months to get us to where we need to be and set a groundwork for me to work from. This is the new structure of City Hall. Thank you all very much for approving that last year. The reorganization has been going very, very smoothly. In case you didn't know who works on the budget, me, Chris Wolf, Becky, and all departments and division heads. And the timeline, of course, this was when Board of Finance received it, when I received it, and when you get the chance to act on it as a body of the council. Of course, you can act on this prior to June 15th if you'd like, but that is totally up to you. Some demographics about the city. With some updated numbers from 2014 from the Connecticut Economic Resource Center. Not too much changed. Population still 73,122, with an average median household income of about $40,000. Median age is 33 years old. Looks like it dropped just a little bit. So here's where we were last year, just to remind everybody. We had a projected $33 million deficit. We had a critical shortage of cash. We had crazy levels of debt. We had just come off a bond rating downgrade, which certainly wasn't helping our debt payments. And we were looking at increasing expenditures and stagnant revenues. So we came together, all of us, as a team last year and pledged to bring stability and responsibility back to the city. We are doing that by restoring pride, delivering leadership, providing our children, of course, with the education that they deserve, being transparent in all of our dealings, most importantly, better enabling New Britain to be open for business, and on the theme for this evening, being fiscally responsible. We had to make some tough decisions. Together, we reduced and rescinded tens of millions in unauthorized but unissued debt. I forget, I have my little thingies in here. We restructured over $40 million in pension obligation bonds. We passed a structurally balanced budget that reduced spending, and we increased our revenues. Unfortunately, that meant the tax increase that we discussed. So we made some decisions that were necessarily popular, but as I said numerous times, they were the bitter medicine that the city needed, and I thank all the members of this council for their cooperation during that very tough process. What have we seen from making those tough decisions? Positive results, and that was the intent all along. We finished fiscal year 14 in the black. We're set to finish fiscal year 15 in the black and grow our rainy day fund. We received an unprecedented three-notch bond rating upgrade, and we also have seen growth in our grand list this year. Our bond rating went from triple B with a negative outlook to A with a stable outlook. So what does that mean? In case anybody out there listening, higher bond ratings mean better rates when debt is issued, so in essence saving us money. We have seen growth in our grand list this year. Current grand list is about $2.5 billion, an increase of 0.62%. There's three categories that make up the grand list. That's real property, personal property, and motor vehicles. So we're seeing an increase this year of about $750,000 in new revenue. This is the first grand list to exhibit positive growth since October of 2011, and only the fourth to show growth in all three categories that make up the grand list. This is showing us that we've got a stabilizing tax base that's trending upwards and, of course, enticing economic development. And why are we seeing this growth? I have fancy pictures this time. I didn't have any pictures last year. So we're seeing growth because of unprecedented investments in transit-oriented development, like CT Fast Track. We've got interest because of CT Fast Track in places like the Berkowitz Building. I love the artist rendering. It really gives you. But these three parcels sold for $130,000 that will be realized in fiscal year 16 plus that tax revenue as well. So we're not seeing any of that this year. It will be for this budget that I'm putting before you today. seeing large developments like what's going on Farmington Avenue with the new memory care facility, Frisbee's Dairy Bar, the gas station and Dunkin' Donuts, and the new restaurant that will be next door that still doesn't have a name yet, but we'll be finding that out soon. I would like to make a joke about saving money. As you can see in this picture, Alderman Naples and Alderman Platosh had to share a shovel because we didn't have as much. But this is a multi-million dollar development that will yield hundreds of thousands in new tax revenues that will start to come to fruition, hopefully in fiscal year 15. Of course, Costco, oh, I gotta go back to that one, stop. Of course, Costco is underway. Those pictures are from just as recent as 2 days ago. So if you take a drive by, you'll see all of the, just about ready to lay the foundation down, which is really exciting. They are still set to open right on time, November of this year. And we're having a meeting next week to talk about that job fair that we agreed to work with Capital Workforce Partners on, giving an opportunity to New Britain residents for New Britain jobs. And we are going to be holding that at CCSU sometime in the summer, and I will keep everybody posted on that development. Just a couple others. You're seeing a lot of small business openings as well. Dulce's, Willie Pep's Cafe, awesome. If anyone hasn't tried it yet for lunch, we're getting the new Dollar General that's coming on the corner of Arch Street and Kensington Avenue, and even very small mom and pop shops like Thelma's Boutique in the Ellis Street building. I wish I could zoom in on her face because she was so excited that we cut a ribbon. but a lot of these have taken advantage also of the small business loan program that all of you helped us implement last year as well, which is giving an opportunity to people who may never have owned a small business before to get up and off the ground running. And they're very grateful for the help the city has been able to provide them. So you're seeing a lot of development because people want to invest in cities that they see are investing in themselves. And these are the projects that we've got going on. The Beehive Bridge, Main Street Overpass Project, a new phase five of our Complete Streets Master Plan. This is now officially fully funded. At the Connecticut Fast Track opening, Commissioner Redeker came up to me and made a commitment to fully fund the project because he was so intrigued by what the city is doing and all the improvement that we're making and the investment that we're putting into ourselves to make sure that Fast Track is a success. So we are certainly moving forward with this project. That's just the last piece of the Complete Streets Master Plan, which all of you are extremely familiar with, and Phase 3, which is now underway as of yesterday, and the groundbreaking that we had for the Central Park piece. That's this map up here, coming up West Main Street, down past Amato's, and down to Chestnut Street. Some people have asked me about the Christmas tree. The tree is going, but we have a replacement. The tree is dying, which is sad, but we do have a replacement that hopefully will be ready to go by this Christmas.
And the guide of family is okay with that.
And the guide of family has been spoken to about it, yes. We have investments that we are making in our state-of-the-art surfaces at Veterans Memorial Stadium and coming soon to Chesley. If anyone hasn't taken a drive by Chesley yet, please do so. You will be quite shocked at the progress. This was taken 2 days ago. There's even more activity now with large piles of dirt that have started to accumulate up there. But we're certainly getting a return on our investment. We're looking at the vet being booked all the way through the fall. These are people paying to utilize our services, money that we're making on concessions. It's a great, great investment. And in terms of Chesley, we'll be expecting to see the same thing, but also keeping our promise to the families in that neighborhood by making the improvements to the park, the families of the East Side, the Junior Hurricanes, and all the leagues that utilize Chesley, giving them a safer place to play. Hopefully not as many broken and sprained ankles next year. All these things are great, but you know, it's not all sunshine and rainbows, even though I tried to wear my sunshine dress today. There's still some issues that we're having. You know, we're not completely out of the water yet. There's still a lot of budget challenges that we have. And these will not come as a surprise to any of you. Cost of city services, you know, driven by contracts, state mandates, increasing costs of energy and utilities. We have an aging infrastructure that's costing us more day by day. As soon as, you know, any elevator breaks, we've got leaky roofs, you name it. We've got HVAC systems that are going down left and right. We've got rising health insurance costs. rising pension costs, cost of contract settlements. We have, in this year, our outstanding debt is coming due larger than, how do I want to say that? It's an increase in payments, okay? So we're seeing an increase of $4 million in payments for this year alone. We're also looking at trying to make up that $4 million hole from the education budget, which was the whole issue that we had last year, where the question was, do we have to make that $4 million obligation or not? So you're starting off already at a negative. When the department heads requested their budgets, it came in at an estimated a mill rate of 65.77. That would have been an increase of 16.7 mills. We can't let that happen. So the Board of Finance did their due diligence and got that down to an 8.3% increase, of course, realizing that there are many things that they also cannot control in their deliberations. My budget presented to you tonight is $224,757,851. That shows a 1.82% increase from fiscal year 2015. There is a reason why you are seeing that increase, and that's because the grand list has increased by 0.62%, and our tax collection rate is also projected to increase by 1.4% as well. I will talk more about that. So we're investing in this budget in a stronger tomorrow. We're bringing City Hall into the 21st century in this budget. This budget does account for a new city website, which is currently in its design phase. It also accounts for enhanced online capabilities for citizens and employees. We're looking at a program called One Solution Software, which works with IFAS, with what we have right now, which will provide us increased personnel capabilities online. That includes timekeeping, record keeping, you name it. It'll make things much easier for Karen in our personnel office. She's here. but there's increased investments in software programs too. I would like to thank everybody here for voting in support of the RASTRAC system, which is going to be the public works software that we'll be able to use to track snow plows and public works equipment in live time online for the citizens that will be looking for information on that. The QDS software that we purchased as well, that'll be for the first time in I think forever, we'll be able to pay water and sewer online together. It is our goal also to make things easier for citizens to utilize more services online, not having the lines out the door in front of City Hall when people can just do it on their computers. There's also an added IT analyst position, and that will help us implement all of these changes. It's very difficult with only having two people upstairs, especially when we're trying to do more and more online. It's difficult when you have folks calling about how to, you know, fix their printer when we're also trying to implement website changes and software changes and the staff just isn't there. We are meeting our obligations and increasing our pension contributions in this budget. We're cleaning up our city by setting aside funds for a dedicated part-time blight enforcement officer for the spring and summer months, something that we also haven't been funding. Everyone likes to talk about blight and call in with all the complaints about each house that they see. It's tough when you don't have the staff to go out there and address everything in a timely manner. If we can grab somebody to be a part-timer through the spring and summer months, the busy months, it's going to help us out tremendously with getting a lot of that blight cleaned up. We're being financially prudent by increasing the amount in our rainy day fund to help cover unexpected events as well. You know, back to the pension contributions, we certainly have an aging workforce. There's no secret to that. And we're seeing more and more retirements, which is why we need to increase our pension contributions to make sure that the people that are leaving us have the right money that they need to live their lives when they're not with us anymore. The part-time building position goes along also with what we are trying to do internally here with a new blight task force. They had their first meeting last week that is getting together with the police officers, the building and health department to talk about targeted properties that they may be seeing or repeat offenders and how to tackle that in a more timely and more efficient manner. we are able to do the funding for that part-time blight enforcement officer because we can offset, we're supplementing some of the funds through health department grants for programming to be able to account for it. I believe it's $18,000 for a part-time enforcement officer. Here are some key areas of savings in the budget. How are we going to pay for some of those things? We have renegotiated rates with Anthem for substantial health care savings. Usually they are going up on an annual basis. They've gone up for the last, I don't know how many years in a row, but Anthem has come in stable, if not below this year. We've got the new workers' compensation system savings through reduced rates and enhanced prevention measures. We've got the beginning process of moving City Hall employees to the high deductible health plans. Sorry, Mike. We're sweeping non-essential vacancies, and we are reaping the benefits and of the results of the successful contract negotiations with our labor partners. There are some anticipated savings from high deductible health plans in FY 2016, just police and fire alone. Fire, we're estimating about $180,000 in savings. Police, hopefully, with the positive result of the current negotiations, have the potential to save us in excess of $160,000 a year, too, by changing. Just to talk about the work that we did with the workers' compensation system, that's the PMA contract. We had over 2,000 open cases. Yeah, it was interesting. So that meant that the city had to carry reserve funds to cover them. So since we've hired PMA, we were able to substantially shrink what we are mandated to set aside in this area. So that's been a huge benefit and savings for us. Oh, I forgot I had my little wave in there. Hello. There we go. All right, we're seeing some increased revenues as well. So we're realigning our long-term debt obligations to meet the needs of our citizens. I know this is, you know, you guys will tell me it's kicking the can down the road, but it's not. We're prudently restructuring our obligations so that they're stable, predictable, and able to be met when due. We don't want to put ourselves in a corner where we can't, we know we're already down before we even get there. We want to be able to realign our debt so it's what we can afford and trying not to issue any more on top of it, to at least get us back to an area where we can be financially sound. We have increased the tax collection rate due to past trends, plus we've got enhanced enforcement methods. We put the LPRs on the backs of the police vehicles, and people are paying when they're getting pulled over and escorted to City Hall to pay their taxes. The collection rates in 2012 were at 96.2%. In 2013, they went up to 97.7%. And in 2014, they were at 97%. So the tax collection rate average in this budget is 97.5%, taking the average of 97 and 97.7, plus the use of the LPRs in the back of the police vehicles. So we also have enhanced enforcement of existing ordinances with the increase in fines for parking, blight, building and health, and et cetera. That's aiding in our increased revenues. I want to take a moment to talk about education because there is no increase to the bottom line of the operating budget. However, it is important for us to note while we're talking about debt and how our debt service payments are coming due, these are the outstanding projects that we do have that benefit the school system directly. $9.9 million for upgrades in school technology, textbooks, and the New Britain High School auditorium. $30 million for Gaffney, $10 million for DiLoretto, $500,000 in school security upgrades, and also the upgrades with the solarization projects to help save them energy costs at Smalley, Smith, DiLoretto, and Holmes. That also comes with curricular additions to educate children on green energy and solar generation. School district is also seeing savings this year because of their renegotiation with the teachers union contract changing over to HSAs. They will see those savings directly in their budgets this year. We won't. And should note that we've also been seeing a decline in enrollment. I am working to get language to permit reimbursement on Gaffney inserted by our state legislature. We don't have that yet. It's certainly something that needs to happen and needs to happen quickly for us to be able to get these debt numbers down. So you are seeing a decrease in the number. I know 124 million. This is a decrease due to the closure of St. John Paul, which we won't be realizing a lot of the transportation costs and costs for school nursing in that area next year as well, which we are obligated to pay for. The next few slides, I don't think I need to do any explaining because everybody sitting around this area knows where the money comes from and where it goes. But it's just to show the majority of our tax dollars are spent in the education side. And I won't go through that. Our revenue sources, only 54% of our general fund revenue comes directly from taxes. 34% is coming from state aid for education, and the rest makes up other state aid and other revenue that we collect from the city. So here's the mill rate. With an estimated tax collection rate at 97.5%, the mill rate is able to stay stable at 49 mills, and that means no tax increase this year. And we will continue to do so as long as the grand list continues to grow, which we will be anticipating. So this shows your fiscal year comparisons and mill rates from 2011 to 2016, what the total cost of our general operating budget is, how much our annual debt service has fluctuated, and our cost in mills for debt service alone. Last year, we were below 5% in our rainy day fund, which was due to a serious cash crunch that together we mitigated. In the current year, we should finish the next 3 months without a significant catastrophe, I hope. I anticipate finishing fiscal year 15 in the black and adding to our rainy day fund on top of that. So you can see that here on the fund balance line item. The budget before you tonight continues that trend and will continue bringing us back towards meeting our 5% rainy day fund policy, which gives us the security and makes the rating agencies very happy when we go back to look for hopefully another increase. Same thing again. I don't need to explain that to you guys. You know where the mill rate goes. So moving forward, you know, it's important to remember that any budget is always a living document. Things happen, things change, things that are beyond our control. So this is all subject to change between the start of the fiscal year. And one thing that I would like to keep in the back of everybody's mind as we start going through these deliberations is that financial conditions at the state continue to drive concerns over this budget because there have been some serious rumors about cuts to municipal aid. If they do cut our municipal aid, we are going to have to do some soul searching and figure some things out. Hopefully they will not do that, but stay tuned. I've been in contact with our legislative delegation. I encourage all of you to talk to them too, whatever they can do to not cut municipal aid. Hope that they don't do that, because that would certainly hurt us, because every dollar is accounted for here. And we'll have to come back to the drawing board if that's the case. So everything in this budget is a good faith, you know, it's based on prior year actuals, good faith projections for the coming year. I'm confident that this is the continuation of the stability and responsibility that we discussed last year. So investing in a stronger tomorrow for the city means having a structurally balanced budget. We're keeping our expenditures in line with our revenues. We're maintaining stability that gives confidence to residents and outside investors. Importantly, it's going to make us more attractive location for businesses to continue to keep moving in and keep the positive momentum going that we've seen over the last year. So I want to thank the City Council for all of your cooperation over the last year and your teamwork in getting us to this point. It's nice to be standing up here to have some positive things to say. It's not all negative. You know, we're going to get there. We've been working hard together over the last year to try to get us out of the rut that we are in. And I can't thank you all enough for your cooperation. I look for your continued support and have us all come together to invest in a stronger New Britain. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
the lights.
I'm going to make a motion to return to regular order here.
Second.
I'm just going to shut this off so it's not putting heat on me.
Yeah, put it over here.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you all for your patience.
You got it.
Thank you, Adam. One thing that I did forget to mention is that everybody on this council knows where to find me if they have any specific questions or want time with me personally to talk about how we got to where we got. I would be more than happy to sit down with any of you to discuss that. Someone make a motion to come back. Oh, sorry. All those in favor of coming back to order signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And we're back. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept item number one.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Pavone.
This is the report from the mayor's office regarding the general fund budget for fiscal year 2015-2016.
Questions, comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank
Alderman
you,
Giantonio.
I make a motion to refer item number two to the Consolidated Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law, and the Committee on Planning, Zoning, and Housing.
Seconded by Alderman Belinsky.
And this is the general fund budget for fiscal year 2015-2016. It'll go to our subcommittees where we'll have more discussion and then send it back to the council.
Got it. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept item number three.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
Item number three is a report from the mayor's office regarding the special revenue funds and enterprise fund budget for fiscal year 2015-2016.
Questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to refer item number four to the Committee on Planning, Zoning, and Housing, the Consolidated Subcommittee, and the Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law.
Seconded by Alderman Belinsky.
This item number four is the Special Revenue Fund and Enterprise Fund budget for fiscal year 2015-2016.
Questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept report number five.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
Report number five is a report from the mayor's office regarding the budget appropriation for the Capital Improvement Program, or LOSIP, for 2015-2016.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to refer item number six to the Committee on Planning, Zoning, and Housing, the Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law, and the Consolidated Subcommittee.
Second. Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you. Item number six is, again, the budget appropriation for capital improvement program for 2015-2016.
Thank you. Questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
Alderwoman Belinsky.
I just want to say for those who are listening that this will go to committee, but the council itself will also have a public hearing for the budget. The date's not been set as yet. It's typically sometime in May, and there'll be, you know, obviously it'll be advertised as far as what that date is, but I just wanted to make sure that people were aware of that. This evening we had public participation, but that is not the only opportunity for anyone to speak on the budget. So
thank you. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Alderman Giantonio, seconded by Alderman Belinsky. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned at 7:11 p.m.
Excuse me, Mayor.
Have a great night. Yes.
The Corporation Council and I wanted to know if you'd like to lead us in a happy birthday round for Alderman Carlos.
Well, of course, a happy 21st birthday to Alderman Carlosi.
Thank Thank you.
Oh, I'm not singing. If you guys are, I don't get paid.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.